This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement will act as force multiplier to support the global economy. Addressing the India Global Forum UK-India Week in London yesterday, Mr. Goyal said, Free trade agreement with the United Kingdom is the most comprehensive agreement that India has entered into so far. The minister reached the UK on a three-day visit to review the preparedness of both countries for the implementation of the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, which will enter into force from 15th of next month. Mr. Goyal added that the agreement will further integrate both countries into global value chains and open new avenues for economic cooperation and growth. Uttar Pradesh government has taken strict action in the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra donation case, with the first FIR registered against 8 named accused and other unidentified persons. The FIR was filed following recommendations by the special investigation team constituted on the directions of Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. The case was registered at the Sri Ram Janmabhoomi police station based on the written complaint of trust member Krishna Mohan. The FIR with crime number 90/2026 names Avinash Shukla, Anukalp Mishra, Lovkush Mishra, Manish Kumar Yadav, Karunesh Pandey, Ramashankar Mishra, Subhash Srivastava and Sri Ram Shankar Yadav alias Tinnu, along with other unidentified accused. The accused have been booked under various sections of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita BNS, including sections 305, 306, 316, 5, 317, 4, 317, 5, 61, 35, and section 13(1)(a) of the Prevention of Corruption Act. The SIT, headed by Lucknow Divisional Commissioner Vijay Vishwas Pant, submitted its preliminary report to the government on Tuesday, making strict recommendations in the matter. Following this, the FIR was registered on Thursday. In West Bengal, one person has been detained by the special investigation team in connection with the Taratala Kolkata building collapse case. Police already arrested 5 in connection with the incident. 11 people have been killed in this incident so far. The injured persons are being treated at the SSKM hospital. A high-level investigation committee headed by additional chief secretary-level officer has been formed by the government of West Bengal in connection with the Taratala building collapse incident. The committee would submit its report within 7 days. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, yesterday outlined the need to create awareness among athletes at an early stage of their sporting careers to promote clean sport and safeguard them from inadvertent doping violations. The minister said this while chairing a review meeting of the National Dope Testing Laboratory in New Delhi to assess its functioning, capabilities and future roadmap. Dr. Mandavia said that athletes participating in the National Games and Khelo India competitions will undergo mandatory anti-doping awareness sessions. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India defeated Bangladesh by 5 wickets in a Group A clash at Emirates Old Trafford in Manchester. India comfortably surpassed the target of 137 runs, scoring 139 for the loss of 5 wickets in 16.5 overs. Earlier opting to bat first, Bangladesh posted 136 for 8 in their allotted 20 overs. In the FIFA World Cup, Curacao will take on Ivory Coast in Group E match at Philadelphia in US at 1:30 a.m. Indian time. In another Group E fixture, Ecuador will face Germany at East Rutherford in at 1:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. Later, Japan will take on Sweden in Group F match in Arlington, US tomorrow early morning. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. In another fixture, Tunisia will face Netherlands in Kansas City, US. The match is scheduled to begin at 4:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.